Everyone has a limit, and he's reached his. This is Nick's Take, a new type of political talk show about the current status of our country, elected officials, and the rest of the world. He'll give you his take on it from an old school anarchist with common sense and a true Generation Xer. Nothing is said from a place of hate, but this is an uncensored show. So if you're easily offended, turn back now, cupcake. Here's your host, the one and only, Nick B.
Yes, yes, yes. It's time once again for what we like to call Nick's Take, which is a political talk show that I started doing not too long ago. And this is episode 4, I believe. It's either 4 or 5. I think it's 4, but JR thinks it's 5. It's one or the other. I did episode 3 Thursday, and episode 4 was supposed to be Friday. And those of you that are watching, you see that I've got my cans on because I needed to hear how I sound, because we've been doing Nick B in the Morning, which is my morning show, without our headphones. And I see me peaking at some points. So hopefully I can get everything figured out and get it tuned back up to where it needs to be so that we sound as good as we can. And by we, I mean me. I need to sound as best as I possibly can. So anyway, welcome into Nick's Take. It is a political talk show. September 23rd is the date for 2024. It is Monday, and Birmingham's mayor is an absolute fucking idiot. There is no other way to describe this individual. There is no other way to just convey my hatred for how stupid he has gotten. I had hope. Just like everybody else, when you get a new young mayor that, oh, they're going to change the town and they're going to do good and everything's going to be the way that it needs to be. That's not the case for Mayor Woodfin. He has done the exact opposite. He's basically used his position as mayor to create like this kind of celebrityism about himself. He is more interested in his Instagram followers and national news coverage and all of this other stuff that he doesn't realize when he says some just ignoramic shit. And there is no other way to describe what he said after a shooting that took place here. And again, anything that I talk about on this show will be listed up under show notes as soon as I can catch up on all the shows. Today's show notes will probably be the ones that I do first. And then all of the other shows for 3 and 2, you're just going to have to wait for me to get those show notes up. But today's show notes will be up after the show today, and I'm going to continue to go from there. And as I get caught up, I will, of course, continue doing it. But there was a shooting over the weekend in Birmingham. And while it's not that uncommon, unfortunately, in Birmingham for us to have shootings nowadays, it is uncommon for our mayor to come out and say something as idiotic and as stupid as he did. Although he's been getting kind of more moronic with what he says lately. And I guess that's just what we come to expect from him now. But he has set his sights, as the true Democrat he is, on guns. I am not a Republican. I am not a Democrat. I am not an independent. I have voted for all of those parties. I do not consider myself any of those. I do have conservative-leaning principles, and one of those conservative-leaning principles is the Second Amendment. There's a line in the sand with that, and I've already drawn it. There is no more give that I am willing to give to my government at any level when it comes to the Second Amendment and my rights under the Second Amendment. And Mayor Woodfin, in his idiotic quest for fame, he probably has some idea that he's going to end up being president one day. And you don't go from mayor of Birmingham to president of the United States. That doesn't happen. The only way you can do that is if you get into like the state legislature, you get into the gubernatorial race. God help us if he becomes our governor. That's all I can say, because this man is an absolute idiot and a lunatic and a clear and present danger to the Constitution and the Constitution of Alabama. And I say that because he gives me every reason to say that. And One of the reasons is his press conference. He released a statement, and I'm just going to go through it. And if you saw Nick B in the Morning, the last half of the show, you saw how irate I went on him. Some of the stuff I probably should apologize for, but I'm not going to. He says, Glock switches are the number one public safety issue in our city and state. Not really an issue in our state, but since we're on Nick B TV, this is a Glock. This is a Glock that I carry with me every day. This is a legal semi-automatic weapon. There is a thing that is called a Glock switch that will turn that semi-automatic pistol into a fully automatic pistol. These things have been around for decades. The Glock switches, they've been around. They had them when I was a kid, because I remember the gangbangers that I knew back in the day at Banks High School and Huffman High School and many other high schools that I went to having them. Well, now they've become apparently more of a problem than they were when I was a kid. And this is what he is setting his sights on as the issue for gun violence in the city of Birmingham. It couldn't possibly be that we don't have enough cops, that our cops are overweight and in really bad shape. It couldn't be because they have really crappy vehicles and really crappy equipment. It couldn't be because there's no funding that is set aside to improve the Birmingham Police Department. Nope, it's got to be the guns. It can't be, again, the cops aren't paid enough, so some of them might be doing something that might be viewed as illegal to make ends meet. But it's not the city's fault. It's the guns' fault. It's not the criminals' fault for not having a dad that whoops their ass or whatever when they do something wrong. It's the guns' fault. And these switches. Well, this fucking genius went on to say, though illegal under federal law, there is no state law that makes Glock switches illegal. Fucking idiot. Because if it's illegal at the federal level, it's illegal at the state level. This is kind of understood. Like, the state legislature doesn't have to put in additional laws that it's illegal to murder somebody because we've already got that handled at the federal level. Now, what the legislator does is they put in, like, how we deal with people that murder somebody. In my state, we still have a death penalty. That's where the legislation comes in, that since it's a federal law that you can't kill somebody, then the state is like, if you break that federal law, we have the right to punish you this way. So, anything dealing with guns, the state legislature yields to the federal government on. So if the federal government says Glock switches are illegal, Glock switches are illegal. The states, there's nothing they can do. You want to make it more illegal. Make it more illegaler. It's already illegal. They're illegal to obtain. There is no state in the Union of the United States where a Glock switch is legal. Because the federal government says these things are outlawed. They're not allowed. And this genius mayor wants the state legislature to do something about it. Why? That's just wasting their time. But he's going to be crying, oh, don't you care about the kids? Now, granted, this was a bad shooting, but here's the next thing to it. Four people died, and I think 16 or 17 others were injured. You know what that tells me? They got out of the car with these Glock switches, potentially, and extended magazines, and they just sprayed the whole crowd. But there was one person that was the intended target. That tells me it was some kind of criminal activity. Because number one, it's against the law to murder somebody or to attempt to murder somebody. Number two, it's illegal to discharge a firearm in public without in the course of defending oneself. Number three, if they had Glock switches on them to make their semi-automatic weapons fully automatic, those are illegal. So those are three things where these people are already breaking the law. And this jackass is like, we got to do more to make these things illegal. Murder's already illegal. Firing your gun in public is already illegal. And having a Glock switch is already illegal. What the fuck do you think it's going to make? What the fuck kind of a difference is it going to make if the state legislature writes some bullshit asinine law? But that's not what he wants, because he released a statement as I was doing my other show, which I will get to in a minute. But he says, converting a semi-automatic weapon into a fully automatic weapon that discharges all bullets within seconds doesn't belong on our domestic streets. He has protection. He has an armed escort or a bodyguard. If you say fully automatic weapons have no place on our domestic streets, your ass better not be protected by a fully automatic weapon. That's all I can say. And Ice-T, who is one of the most respected OG rappers from back in the day, now he's kind of like a hardcore rock guy, but back in the day, he was an old school rap guy. He famously said, I'll give up all of my guns when they give up theirs. That's how I have always said it. When you get idiots like this waste of space that owes an apology to the tree that is working to give him oxygen, he should go to that tree and apologize, because he's clearly not using it for his brain, because he's clearly a functioning fucking idiot. Fully functioning fucking idiot. And everybody that voted for him should be disgraced. They should feel horrible about themselves. He continues to say, we really need state legislatures help. Ban Glock switches. They're already banned, numbnuts. What the fuck else can they do? Make it a mandatory 10 years to serve if caught with one. I haven't brushed up on the ATF law recently, but I believe if you're caught with an illegal firearm in the United States, you pretty much face a 10 to 15 year sentence plus a pretty hefty fine, because that's what the federal government says is going to happen to you if you break the law. So that's already in place. Next, he goes on to say, if victim is shot and survives, mandatory 25 years to serve. That's pretty much second-degree murder or manslaughter, attempted manslaughter at that, which brings a pretty hefty serving time to it, a pretty hefty sentence. If I'm not mistaken, second-degree murder is at least a 15-year sentence. But he wants it 25. See, it's different because he wants... There's already a fucking law. And then the kicker. If a victim dies, automatically life without parole or more. He's a fucking idiot. Murder is already illegal. But it sounds like he wants to skip due process and just hit you with this penalty. Which, again, is beyond me, because it is already on place. Why are you wanting, number one? Number two, removing due process at any stage of the game is something that I will never condone at all, because there's a chance that somebody could get blamed, for doing a shooting, and they didn't, dadgummit, they didn't do the shooting. They were just in the vicinity during the shooting or something to that effect. Now I got to pause for a little bit of coffee, so just bear with me. So, mandatory life without parole. There's already a federal statute, a federal law about what happens if you commit murder. And the states are the ones that decide what happens to you if you murder somebody. Now, granted, there are different forms of murder. There's first-degree murder, which is pretty much an automatic death sentence in most states. And number two, second-degree murder and everything down, you still get significant amount of jail time. But again, it looks like he wants to remove due process. So this genius then goes and releases another statement to the media today where he just puts the icing on the cake of his stupidity. And he says, I don't care about Democratic politics, Republican politics. I think he means I don't care about Democratic issues, Republican issues. What is my top priority along with the Birmingham Police Department is public safety. It's not. He wants to disarm law-abiding citizens in Birmingham. We see how well that's gone in Chicago, right? You realize this is along the lines of exactly what they did in Chicago, where they started saying, oh, we need to stop this criminal activity, so we're going to come down hard on these guns. And you see how well it worked out in Chicago. Get ready, Birmingham. Chicago 2.0 is coming. It's almost like Birmingham said, when they looked at Chicago, they were like, hold my beer. Like, they're going to do worse, because they are. We've already overtaken them for more murders. It's ridiculous how the crime has gotten, but it's the guns' fault. Not the fact that we have a crooked police department to a degree. Not the fact that we have an underfunded police department. Not the fact that we have a dumbass mayor that won't even look at the problems. He just wants to blame an inanimate object that people can get their hands on illegally, by the way. So they're already breaking the law by getting a gun illegally. Most of them are underage and not supposed to have a gun, so they've now broken two laws. There's nothing you can do that will replace the punishment of a parent, specifically a father that is telling them, what the fuck are you doing? I'm going to whoop your ass if I find out you've got a gun. Something to that effect. Now, the moms can do it too. Moms can whoop the ass just as much as the dads can. But he says, I don't care about Democrat politics, Republican politics. My top priority along with the Birmingham Police Department is public safety. And then in 2022, the governor of my state signed a permitless carry law, meaning I don't have to have a concealed carry permit to conceal my gun with me. I still have one because I do a lot of travel to other states who still require a permit to carry a firearm. And most of the states that I travel to, they reciprocate the permit that I have here in the state of Alabama. He says, we are prepared to be overly aggressive. Dogmatic is you will and go after every shooter in the city, but as it stands, they can ride around with no permit. Yeah, I'm legal. I'm not the one that's going to try and murder somebody. So he's trying to make a city law to go against state law that already says I don't have to carry a permit wherever I go in the state of Alabama, and I can still conceal my gun. And he's like, no, no, no. Mayor Woodfin says, no, you can't do that. Mayor Woodfin says, this is bad. Mayor Woodfin is a fucking idiot. Period. Because this is the part that gets me. He talks about the assault weapons ban, and he says, our country, and not just our country, but the city of Birmingham, in that 10-year window, saw the lowest form of gun violence. He's full of shit. I lived here in that 10-year window, and it was just as bad as it is now. The only difference is now they've got more kids that are shooting up places. This is the part that angers me. We don't have any interest in this whole debate about Second Amendment rights. As I said earlier, fuck you. This is completely about Second Amendment rights. Everything that he is complaining about is already illegal. So what he wants to do is encroach more on Second Amendment rights. He goes on to say, we don't have any interest in people who want to protect their homes. Fuck you. Militia, whatever else you want to say. Now, I get what he's saying. But at the same time, fuck you. The Second Amendment is not just about protecting our homes. It's about protecting our loved ones. And you give me the best case for having to carry a gun. Because you can't get crime under control in your city. So that tells me if I come to my home city and I'm doing business in my home city and I've got to do something downtown, city hall, whatever the case may be, I've got more of a chance of getting shot. So I'm going to be able to shoot back. The difference is the criminals are going to have fully automatic weapons and I'm not. I'll agree. You got to get the fully automatic weapons off of the street. But I will go a step further and say the police officers shouldn't have fully automatic weapons either. The police officers, the sheriffs, nobody should have a fully automatic weapon. If they're outlawed at the federal level, they should be outlawed for everybody. They're not, though, because the police can still get them. As I just said, some of our police are not the best. Some of them may do some criminal activity on the side and may have access to fully automatic weapons. I should too. Even the playing field. That's all I'm going to say. I got way more heated at the end of the show than I am right now. But just goes to show the stupidity of the mayor. He's like, I don't care about Second Amendments. I don't care that you want to defend your home. I don't care what your argument is. We're going to take away these guns. That's essentially what he's saying. But he doesn't realize it's already been done. Like, they've already, the law has already done all it can to prevent these shootings. But he wants to put his aim on AR-15s. None of these shootings involved AR-15s. Most of them involved pistols that had been modified to be fully automatic. Because a pistol is far more concealable than an AR-15. And if you are trying to conceal an AR-15, chances are you've modified it somehow and already broken all kinds of federal laws to do that. The problem isn't the gun. The problem is the people that have them or that have access to them, they don't care about the law. They want to keep it real. They want to gang bang. They want to do whatever you want to call it because that's what they've bought into. Their music has told them to do this. Prison has told them to do this. A lot of the things that we glorify in this country have convinced these kids that they did it. Here's something that I'm going to just let you a little bit information on. I grew up in probably one of the roughest neighborhoods in all of Birmingham. I carried a gun with me when I went to public school. I carried a gun with me because I knew everybody else carried a gun with them. You're talking 13, 14, 15. I was carrying a gun. It's not something I'm proud of, but at the same time, I knew if I didn't have one with me and somebody thought that I said something about them or whatever, or they wanted to come and try and hurt me, I needed to be able to hurt them before they could hurt me. It's been survival of the fittest in my world for a long fucking time. And now I do everything legally. There's no felons on my record. There's no felonies on my record. There's no mass incarceration on my record. I got my guns legally, and I feel so much better having them legally than I ever did when I carried them illegally. And the problem isn't the guns. The problem is the illegal ability to get guns when you're not supposed to have them. And you can't tell me that the police department doesn't know where these people are that sell these guns, because I can guarantee you I know probably about 60 or 70 officers that know family members of people that sell the guns that I know that I could still go get today illegally. Now, in terms of the switches, I got no idea about that. But I still know a lot of people that have guns in their home for other people to come and get because it's the lifestyle. It's how they live. It's just the way things are. Until you address that, this is still going to be an issue. The next thing you got to address is people don't care about life anymore. Wonder why that is. When you start referring to a baby as a clump of cells or a lump of cells, you think that kind of takes away the dignity of a human life? I do. When you start glorifying murdering somebody by putting a tattoo, a teardrop tattoo on your eye, under your eye, that kind of gives you a cred in the streets. That's what we got to change. We got to change people's belief and how they look at life in general. And we've got to start making prisons punishments again. Stop making it the four seasons for these people. Do you know they have access to internet and Facebook and like Instagram accounts in prison? So you could literally kill somebody, go to prison for life, and still have all of the amenities of the outside world. Because you can get a cell phone, it may be a flip phone, but how many videos have you seen of these prisoners, you know, recording videos or whatever in prison? They still allow them to, if they're rappers, they still allow them to record music. Prison's not a punishment anymore. Once you start making it more of a punishment, people will be less likely to commit a crime. But that's the problem. They don't want to make it a punishment because they glorify the prison life at every level in our country right now. Not just in rap music. In every level, people don't care about prison. Because prison gets rid of all of your responsibilities. You can kill somebody, go to prison, and you never have to worry about paying your bills. You never have to worry about your next meal. You never have to worry about if you're going to get an email or not. If the internet's going to be disconnected. Because all of that is provided for them for the rest of their life. Tell me how that makes sense. How does it make sense that we don't punish criminals? We punish the law abiding. Because as this genius points out, we no longer have to carry a concealed weapon permit. He's trying to say that because people can walk around the city without permits, they walk around with guns in their pockets or their waistbands. Newsflash, they've been doing that since I was a kid. They've been doing that since the late 80s, early 90s. That's always been part of Birmingham's culture. Not to the level it is today, but it's always been part of the culture that I grew up in and grew up around, at least. Like I said, I know five or six of my good friends that are still alive today, thank God, that carried guns to school with them when we were preteens. We had to go through metal detectors, so we had to get creative on where we would store our guns so that we could go pick it up later after we went through the metal detector. Because we had legit gang issues going on in our schools. And I'm not saying they don't today, but I'm just saying it was that way when I was a kid. And this idiot thinks now it's a problem. It's always been a problem. And you're not going to address the root issue, which is you're glorifying this kind of activity. We didn't glorify it. It was a necessity for us. It was, I got to make it home today. That hasn't changed for me. That's the entire reason I still carry a weapon with me, is I've got to make it home. And I'm going to do everything I can to make sure I make it home for the people that care about me. Now, on the flip side, when those people that care about me are with me and the people that I care about are with me, that gun protection extends to them. But this jerk off in Birmingham wants to make me out to be the bad guy because I can go in his town without a permit. Again, I have one with me. I have a CCW with me because I travel to a lot of states that aren't permit free, that still require you to have one. Just ignoramic. And everything he listed is already illegal, and calling for more laws to make something more illegal is not going to stop the illegal activity. What you've got to do is you've got to start enforcing the laws that are on paper. The laws that are already on the books need to be enforced. Get the ATF to come down here. Get the FBI to come down here. Get whatever you need to come down here to purge the city of the crime, and you've got nothing to worry about. But first, you got to fix the glorification of this lifestyle. You got to fix that. Second, you need to address the issues that are at home. If single mom is having to work 2-3 jobs just to take care of her kids, she's not going to be able to parent them. The kids are going to go out and do whatever they want to do. Trust me. So you got to address issues like that. Why can't she afford her bills? Why is she struggling so much? Where did we fail her as educators? Because it almost always starts with education. Then the next thing that you got to do is you got to focus on cleaning the city up by improving your police department. That doesn't mean buying the latest tech. That means hiring only the best. to run it, promote from within, institute some kind of physical abilities test where they're not these fat, overweight, disgusting-looking cops. I can't tell you how many times I've seen a fat-ass Birmingham cop and been like, you ain't catching me. Like, thinking to myself, not that I would tell them that, because then they get all up in their feels and they arrest you just for telling them that. Again, there are measures that could be taken, but he doesn't want to do that because, again, that takes responsibility, personal responsibility. And that's not what he's about. He's about blaming an inanimate object for his failures as a mayor. He's not leading. He's destroying because he blames guns, or better yet, he blames people that want to have a talk about the Second Amendment. We don't care about the Second Amendment. We don't care about you wanting to defend your home. We got to get rid of these guns. The fuck we do, dipshit. This is still America. You cannot encroach on my Second Amendment rights more than you already are. And this just goes to show the stupid liberal mindset of today. And if that offends you, kick bricks. I don't give a shit. Because again, instead of addressing the problems, you want to blame an inanimate object. You want to blame this. This weapon has never killed anybody. And yet you are trying to take it away from me. Again, this doesn't have a switch on it. This is from an FFL, PFL, whatever it is, licensed dealer. It is a legally owned firearm. And that's what you see as the problem. And then you see people like me that carry that to protect me and my family, which could in turn protect you and yours should there be a shooting. You see me as the problem. Instead of the people that are actively going out and breaking the law, they go and get a gun when they're not supposed to have one. Then they modify that gun beyond legal limits, even more so. And yet, I'm the bad guy because I believe in the Second Amendment and defending my home. Mayor Woodfin, I extend an invitation to you. I dare you to sit across from me to where we can debate this, because I promise you, you're an idiot on every one of these things. And the worst part is, he's a lawyer, people. He's supposed to know how law works. Because again, most of this is common sense, and it's some of the stuff they teach you on day damn one in law school. He must have gotten his law degree from a Cracker Jack box. If not, he might as well have, because he just showed his stupidity. We need the state legislature to make these things illegal. Dude, they're already illegal. What the fuck do you think the state legislature is going to do? Not a damn thing. And then you purposely saying, and then sitting there saying, we don't care about the Second Amendment. That's not a good look for you. It's really not. Another little slight coffee break there for you. And again, I will link to everything that I talk about up on the website today. Nickstake.com is where you can go and look at all of that. So moving on, we're going to go on to something else, because again, I could sit here and just bust Woodfin's balls all day, but what for? You know, you can only bust those little peas so much, because you know, he has no balls because he wants to blame everybody else. Automakers are hitting reverse on the idealistic electric vehicle targets despite billions in Biden-Harris subsidies. So this comes from the Daily Caller, and it's an entire write-up on how everybody is starting to reject the electric vehicle push. And the best part to all of this is not only are they rejecting the electric car push, they actually want to go back to the gasoline engines that they had before. Automakers have continued to backpedal on electric vehicle targets over the last year as a slackening of consumer demand has hampered growth despite the billions in subsidies lavished on the industry by the Biden-Harris administration. So they're trying to force you into an electric vehicle, even though nobody's buying them. what's going to happen to all these lithium batteries when these cars don't sell and they have to get crushed? A wide array of auto manufacturers have abandoned key EV goals since February, with Volvo, Ford, and Mercedes-Benz all dialing back electric quotas or dropping previously planned product lines. The shifts in corporate strategy suggest the EV transition, once touted by auto executives like Ford CEO Jim Farley as the industry's future, may not be as feasible as once thought due to consumer aversion to lower mileage ranges, a lack of charging infrastructure, and higher prices, experts told the Daily Caller News Foundation. The auto industry's change in direction is in spite of billions in subsidies doled out to the industry via 2021's bipartisan infrastructure bill and the 2022 Inflation Reduction Act, with the White House offering a $7,500 federal tax credit for certain EVs to ease the cost for buyers and allocating $12 billion for car makers to retrofit factories for EV production. But we couldn't give more than $700 to the people of Maui. We gave $12 billion to private industries to create a product nobody's buying. And all we could give the people of Hawaii was $700. The administration also put in place stringent regulations designed to phase out internal combustion engine vehicles, including a tailpipe emission rule that would effectively require about 67% of all light-duty vehicles sold after model year 2032 to be electric vehicles or hybrids. Even after throwing money at EVs hand over fist, basically paying people tax dollars to drive these cars off the lots, you have a dire spiral of not enough demand to support the number of cars being produced, and the people you paid to buy them now wanting to go back to what they had before, according to O.H. Skinner, executive director of the Alliance of Consumers and the former Solicitor General of Arizona. So, autos over the last 5 years. This is the Alliance for Consumers official Twitter page. It says, auto CEOs, we're going electric by 2030 so I can become the toast of the town and get glossy magazine spreads written about how visionary and green I am. Engineers, that's not possible. Volvo Cars scraps target to go fully electric by 2030. A lot of people have scrapped their goals. Ford has had probably one of the worst years because they went all in on their electric F-150 Lightning, and it bombed bad, especially after people started doing real-world towing scenarios with it and started putting those videos up on YouTube, where it's supposed to get like, I think it's supposed to get like 400 miles E, and when you tow, you don't even get half that. Like, you get maybe 80 to 100 miles E when you're towing max on a F-150 Lightning, because it's one gear. That's the problem. Electric cars are one gear. Gasoline and diesel-powered cars have multiple gears on their transmission to help with towing to get you the maximum gas mileage they can possibly give you. Despite the generous tax cuts, consumers have been hesitant to adopt EVs at the rate the Biden-Harris administration and automakers had hoped. No shit. Now, if you take a look around, you're going to see a lot of Teslas. You're going to see a bunch of, what's the other one, Rivians. You're going to see a few electric cars here and there, but those are going to be the main ones. You're going to see the Teslas and the Rivians. I really like the electric Silverado or the Hummer EV. I like all of those, and the electric Denali. But in real-world scenarios, they're just not going to be able to compete with what my gas-powered or diesel-powered trucks can do. Because, again, they're not really built for it. They're built with one gear, whereas my diesels or my gasolines are built with multiple gears. So that ultimately is the big problem, because when they go, they go. They just need the one gear, right? If they found a way to somehow merge that, and right now I think hybrid technology is probably the better technology, or better yet, alternative fuel cells are better. Like the hydrogen cars. I think a hydrogen car is a better alternative than electric. The next thing that, like they said in this article, there's not a lot of places that you can go and charge. And if you do go and charge, it usually takes a long ass time for you to charge your car up versus if you get a gasoline powered or diesel powered car, you find a gas station every couple of blocks, you sit in there for maybe 10 minutes tops and you're full and you're good to go. You can't do that with an electric. Even with the ones that have some of the fastest charging capabilities out there, it still takes hours for it to charge, just like your phone, but on a much grander scale, a much larger scale. Let's see. They had hoped EV sales would grow 50% in the first half of 2023 and 31% in the first half of 2024, less than the 71% increase in the first half of 2022. So that makes it sound like they did grow. Moreover, a June poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research in University of Chicago's Energy Policy Institute found 46% of respondents were likely or very unlikely to purchase an EV, while 21% were very or extremely likely to make the change to an EV. So your target goal was 50% of consumers, and you're barely getting 21%. The average cost of a new AV was 10% higher than the price of a standard vehicle as of January, with 2024 electric versions of a base F-150 costing roughly $20,000 more. The Ford F-Series was the best-selling vehicle in the U.S. in 2023. Ford canceled plans to produce a three-row electric SUV in August and reduced output of the F-150 Lightning pickup truck in January. So, you got all of this happening with electric. And again, you can read this entire article. I highly suggest or highly recommend you go and read it, especially if you know anybody that's been looking at electrics. Because, I look at it. This is something that I've looked into because I really like the potential of what these things could be in the future. They're not there yet, but they're getting there. So, another coffee break. So, this particular study, I don't know if I'm going to be able to really talk about. Well, we're only on NICBY TV, right? So, I'll talk about this one and then that one, and that'll probably be the end of it. 60% of young people with myocarditis from COVID vaccines had heart damage 6 months later. So basically, they got myocarditis from the COVID vaccine, and they got even more heart damage after they got the COVID vaccine, according to this new study that came out. A majority of young people who suffered myocarditis from getting an mRNA COVID vaccine showed heart damage 6 months later, according to a new study funded by the FDA. The study authors looked at health data for 333 patients aged 5 to 30 from 30 U.S. hospitals. All of the patients had been diagnosed with vaccine-related myocarditis. The researchers discovered that 60% of patients still showed signs of heart damage 6 months after the diagnosis. While the research called the results reassuring and suggested continued clinical surveillance and long-term studies, critics who spoke to The Defender have suggested that the results are actually a ticking time bomb. Quote, "It's telling that 60% of myocarditis patients were still showing significant inflammation or damage," said Children's Health Defense Chief Science Officer Brian Hooker. "You get vaccinated, get myocarditis, and then have a ticking time bomb in your chest for the rest of your life," end quote. Myocarditis has been shown to be life-threatening, causing subclinical changes and permanent scarring to the heart. Dr. Peter McCullough told The Defender that as a cardiologist, he was greatly concerned that COVID-19 vaccine heart damage in the majority of young people studied hadn't resolved at the time of follow-up. So it seems like, and again, I'm not a doctor, but it seems like myocarditis may be a side effect from most of these vaccines, period, but the heart somehow clears it up, according to that last doctor anyway. So, again, this will be up under show notes after. Give me a little bit later today, and I'll put everything up under show notes. So, apparently, the MyPillow guy, Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow, He's facing severe backlash now because he chose to discount his pillow. This is kind of ridiculous, but at the same time, it's kind of odd. It's regularly, the pillow was originally priced $49.98. Then it became $29.99. And now it is $14.88. Now, if you don't know why $14.88 is bad, you probably will be among a lot of people in the U.S. that don't know. $14.88, though, is a, if I'm not mistaken, it is a symbol of white power. And it's probably one of the worst prices you could put on a product that's already been demonized for being owned by a racist person. It's just, I don't know what the hell he was thinking by making it $14.88. This particular article reached out to him for comment, and he didn't return a comment. MyPillow and Lindell specifically, since he is featured in the ad, got waves of backlash all over the internet in the days since its release. Most seemed completely convinced that the company couldn't have mistakenly used the price without knowing the meaning of $14.88. Purely coincidental, I'm sure, one person wrote. Another accused Lindell of having a lot in common with the Third Reich. The criticism on Facebook, where MyPillow has the largest following by far, was a lot more sarcastic and needling in nature. I mean, I guess you need a pillow to go with those white sheets, one woman wrote. You'll realize you'll not see pillow prices this low again. Not see, but they spelled it N-O-T-Z-E-E because it sounds like Nazi, like Hitler's people. Anyway, last month, Lindell attended the Democrat National Convention where he got into a heated debate with a 12-year-old about a 2020 election being stolen from Trump. The dude got into it with a 12-year-old and apparently lost. Lindell has been touring the country for years trying to convince people that voter fraud tipped the scales in favor of Joe Biden for 4 years. He even offered $5 million reward for anybody that could prove everything he was saying wasn't true. And this kid allegedly proved it and sued him because he refused to pay him. And it actually went to a court, and I think the court ruled that he had to pay him. I'm trying to see. Okay, I skipped the page where it broke down what 1488 may mean. We must secure the existence of our people and a future for white pillows, they wrote, a clear reference to the 14-word slogan. And just in case people stumbling onto the ad and all the criticism didn't know the significance of a 1488 price tag, plenty of social media commenters linked to resources explaining the code. Mr. Pillow has a lot in common with the Third Reich. We must secure the existence of our people. The scam pillow guy is a Nazi moron. Imagine my shock. And again, 88 is known for Heil Hitler, I believe, is what it's supposed to stand for. HH is what it is. And then I forget the significance of 14, so you're just going to have to forgive me. I'll look it up and write it in the article after I post everything up on the website later today. Now, moving right along as we get ready to end today's show, as we come up on the ending of it. This one's actually a pretty lengthy article, and I don't think I'm going to have a whole lot of time to get into the nuts and guts of the whole thing. But you can read the entire thing up on nickstake.com. Give me a few hours, and I'll put everything up under show notes. But Andrew Tate's girlfriend claims that she came out of the shower to find him raping her young friend. Now, this is just a claim. There's no proof behind it at this stage. Not that I'm, you know, somebody that's out here trying to support the Tate brothers. They do say a lot of things that I think need to be said, but at the same time, that doesn't mean it's a pure endorsement of them. And again, I suggest you go and read this because it'll be up under show notes later today under episode 4. You'll probably only see episode 1 and then episode 4. So you'll just have to wait for 2 and 3 for me to get everything together. So in closing, pretty much the mayor of Birmingham is a complete fucking idiot. The automakers are rolling back on EV production. And Myocarditis caused from COVID vaccines seems to not be getting any better. Oh, and then the icing on the cake for everybody is the state of global fertility. South Korea broke its own record when it announced today, as of 2023, its fertility rate had fallen to just 0.72 births per woman. There's an interesting little graph on this particular post that you need to look at. And again, it'll be up under show notes. And the four dead, 17 injured after gunfire erupts at a popular nightclub in Birmingham, Alabama, is what caused Woodfin to get on the news and be the bleeding heart that he apparently is. If you want to learn more about us or to see more shows or episodes, go to nickstake.com. I try to do this show every day after Nick B in the Morning. If you don't know what Nick B in the Morning is, it is my morning talk show. Check that out. You can learn more about me by going to www.nickbnation.com. Follow us on all of our socials. We are at It's Nick's Take on all socials, including Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and all of those. So, yeah, tomorrow we'll do more of a show, and who knows? Maybe we'll go longer. Maybe we'll go shorter. You never know. It is Nick's Take. Thank you for listening. And again, I will post a link to everything that I talked about today. And if I have time to go into things in more depth, I will do it up on nickstake.com and do another video, perhaps on my porch smoking a cigar. But for now, I can't leave without giving you my customary goodbye, which is hug your loved ones each and every day, because you never know when the good Lord will call them home. For every dark night, there's always a brighter day. And life is just a party, and parties weren't meant to last. I'll see y'all tomorrow for another episode of Nick's Take. Y'all be good. Peace.
Wow. That was something. The proceeding was produced by Nick B. Entertainment. All rights reserved. Don't even think about using any portion of the show without the express written consent of Nick B. Entertainment. We'll get you. To learn more, subscribe, or to see what the hell we're up to, visit www.nickbnation.com. Y'all be good, and we'll see you next time.